This is Akashwani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India remains a well-recognized and trusted nation globally, even amid disruptions in West Asia. Addressing the next conclave in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said the country remains steady and resilient despite the challenging situation in the region. He said the government is closely monitoring the situation to tackle disruptions in supply chains caused by the conflict in West Asia. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to addressing challenges related to the energy sector and said efforts are being made to encourage oil production, expand energy access and strengthen self-reliance in the sector.
ये युद्ध की वजह से जो संकट बना है उसका मुकाबला भी हम जरूर कर पाएंगे 140 करोड़ देशवासियों पर पूरा भरोसा जहां तक सरकार का प्रश्न है हम किसी भी प्रकार के प्रयत्न या प्रयास में कोई कमी नहीं आने देंगे हमारे हर निर्णय में जनता का हित सर्वोपरि रहेगा
Mr. Modi noted that in 2014, there were around 14 crore LPG connections in the country, which has now increased to 33 crore. The Prime Minister also stressed that India should not remain solely dependent on foreign sources for energy and highlighted the need to achieve self-reliance in the energy sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release 22nd installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi from Guwahati in Assam today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said Mr. Modi will release 18,640 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer to the bank accounts of around 9 crore 32 lakh farmers. He added that more than 4 lakh 9,000 crore rupees have already been transferred to the farmers under the scheme so far. Mr. Chauhan said that with the release of this installment, the total amount will exceed 4 lakh 27,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi will be on a two-day visit to Assam beginning today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will launch multiple development projects worth over 47,800 crore rupees in the state. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of a road infrastructure project Assam Mala 3.0 and six road projects including four flyovers and two bridges for the BTC area. On the same occasion, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of a railway periodic overhauling workshop in Kokrajhar and will also flag off three new trains, Kamakhya Charlapalli Amrit Bharat Express, Guwahati New Jalpaiguri Express and Narangi Agartala Express. Lok Sabha will take up further discussion and voting on the supplementary demands for grants second batch for 2025-26. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will reply to the discussion in the House today. In Rajya Sabha, further discussion will be taken up on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. Yesterday in Lok Sabha, Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri made a statement about the steps taken by the government in response to the disruption to the global energy supply arising from the ongoing conflict in West Asia. He said, domestic supply of LPG is fully protected and the standard time for booking to delivery for domestic LPG cylinders remains unchanged at 2.5 days. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said there is a lot of panic regarding LPG and restaurants are struggling to operate and street vendors are also being affected. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that Israeli attacks have killed top Iranian nuclear scientists. Speaking at a news conference last night, Netanyahu denounced Iran's new supreme leader, Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei, as a puppet of a revolutionary guards who cannot appear in public. Meanwhile, Iran's new supreme leader, Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei, vowed to keep up attacks on Gulf Arab countries and use the effective closure of the strategic Strait of Hormuz as leverage against the United States and Israel. India confirmed their berth in the upcoming FIH Hockey Women's World Cup 2026 after qualifying for the semi-finals of the ongoing qualifying tournament in Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.